And Utah Senator Mitt Romney made a surprising announcement today. He will not seek re-election.
The next generation of leaders must take America to the next stage of global leadership.
Political expert Amy Dacey is with American University.
To be the only Republican senator to vote for impeachment, to come out strongly against the January 6th insurrection. I mean, the bottom line is he's part of the national narrative with some of these issues. But the big question is, what would that mean to Utah voters?
Politicians have been criticized for staying in office too long, and age could be a big factor heading into 2024. Romney's 76. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have you seen the cost of eggs lately? With these prices, we'd barely be scraping by if it weren't for Dave. It's the banking app that advances us up to $500 instantly. There's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. No joke. You can get extra cash for anything your family needs. Download the Dave app now or go to Dave.com. For terms and conditions, go to Dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve, member FDIC.
Gillette Intimate gives guys a gentle and easy shave on there. And around there. And even under there. Don't treat your groin like junk. Respect it with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Summer bonanza means more business in the fall months. Hire right with Indeed. Their integrated solution lets you schedule and conduct video interviews all in one place. Finding your next great hire has never been this easy. Get hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Impeaching Janet Protasiewicz is back on the table. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells Wisconsin Eye he's asked a group of former state Supreme Court justices to look into lawmakers' options if the new justice doesn't recuse herself from cases involving Wisconsin's legislative maps.
I want them to do an independent analysis without bias or some kind of a lobbying effort or a media frenzy. But I do believe we'll have something back in the next week or two.
A Republican bill to make the Legislative Reference Bureau draw maps is a non-starter with Governor Evers. A second Republican candidate has entered the Senate race to run against Tammy Baldwin. 41-year-old Stacy Klein from Trempealeau joins 40-year-old college student Rajani Ravindran of Stevens Point in the race. Klein is the current Trempealeau County Board Supervisor. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under mainly clear skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 73. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dominic. A big hump day Wednesday. Getting ready to go on the road with you, my little buddy. You ready to travel?
Absolutely, Crudy. Happy hump day to you. Nick, working the board, getting all the sound for us today. Thank you, young man. Our fair audience, great to be with you all.
Dominic, there are a few different directions we could lead today, but
yeah.
I feel a little disillusioned. I was hopeful. I was a little optimistic even on yesterday's big show. This legislative proposal by Robin Foss. I wanted to believe. I still want to believe that perhaps there's good governance out there in the foreseeable future. But now I feel a little crestfallen. First and foremost, I did see Governor Tony Evers using the former Twitter as a platform to put his statement. We read his statement at length yesterday. We're not going to reread it. But effectively, the governor said, you know, I'm never going to sign off on legislative maps that the assembly or, you know, the legislature gets to then sign off on. Who draws them? Who picks them? Right? That was Tony's big contention. The legislature gets to pick the appointees in the drawers of the map. Now, still feeling a little optimistic this morning when I woke up, Dom, changed readily. But I see on the former Twitter, Robin Voss effectively tweeting at Tony Evers today saying, a modest amendment to our legislative proposal, and we can solve that problem for you. Then are you going to take us up on our offer, Governor Evers? And I was still thinking, wow, damn. Maybe there's something to it, Dom. Maybe this is a real offer. Maybe
what?
And then my understanding is we're back to talking about impeachment. We're back to threatening a Supreme Court justice if she will not recuse from the case. Now I see a few of the conservatives saying, well, Voss offered you an off-ramp, Democrats. Offered you a concession of sorts.
An off-ramp? It's not the Democrats that need the off-ramp. Man, I don't know if the Republicans realize what side of this equation they are on. If they had no issues, if their phones weren't ringing off the frickin' hook, you think Robin Voss would even be doing anything about this?
Well, technically, it was Rick Essenberg that had put that tweet out there. I want to give proper attribution where attribution due. Here is what specifically Essenberg said. Even if you think the GOP drew maps with too much GOP advantage, more than the natural advantage they clearly have, and even if you think there's a way for courts to decide how much is too much, something that SCOTUS has tried and failed to do for 50 years, pronouncing Voss's plan DOA gives the game away. They meaning Evers and the Democrats, I guess, want maps that gerrymander away the GOP's natural advantage, stemming from differing concentration of Dem and GOP voters. The LRB won't give it to them. They think the court will, but under our Constitution, that isn't its role, election victory or not. And Essenberg had more. This is a Twitter stream. Effectively, he also said, you know, take the off-ramp Dems. Take the concession from Voss. And I saw another one, which I think is probably from a satire account. It was Hunter Biden, shirtless Hunter Biden, with a woman and the breaking news. Newly leaked Hunter Biden laptop photo reveals mysterious Russian prostitute. And I swear to God, it's Melania. Just saying. Oh, so consider what's out there on the Twitterverse.
Wow. Yes. Well,
you know that I think someone has perhaps photoshopped Melania as a young model and with Hunter. So, you know, when I go to the Twitter or the formerly known as Twitter, I'm a little nervous as quoting that as the source. But again,
it's a distribution. You know, you got to click through to something else.
Well, I was hopeful, Dom, and I would point out you remember the former governor here in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, I think his name.
Vaguely.
Just a few days ago, Scott Walker went to a post, and he posted, and here's what Walker said at that time. Liberals love to claim gerrymandering without credible evidence. Again, Scott Walker, the source of this, the guy that signed the original gerrymander into law. Wisconsin is a competitive state because of a high concentration of Dem votes in Madison and Milwaukee. Legislative maps that are evenly drawn keep communities of interest intact and uphold the Voting Rights Act, follow overall voting trends, saying they are rigged, ignores the facts, says Scott Walker, a guy who's known to have a loose relationship with the truth. And I heard this, Dom, being repeated through the assertions of a right-wing talk radio host today. He was out there blabbing, and I specifically mean Dan O'Donnell. And I don't know if you know, but Dan O'Donnell is the king of talk radio these days. I thought it was Belling. But Dan's probably got a more significant audience at WISN, and he simulcast, unlike Belling, right here in Madison on WIBA. And he's, you know, the crown prince, the heir apparent to Mark Belling in Milwaukee. And his numbers would suggest that lots of conspiracy-loving MAGA people, well, they tune in each and every morning for a healthy dose of Dan O'Donnell. And when I started getting trouble, Dom, was the fact that Dan O'Donnell is out there today at this very, well, this morning, defending the maps. They are not rigged. He very much took the very same argument as the gubernator, former gubernator, Scotty Wanker. And it's effectively, well, we're super cool. We're Republicans and people like us more all around the state of Wisconsin. And you loser Democrats, you all associate with one another in Dane and Milwaukee County. You pack yourselves together. That's not our fault that our, you know, opinions are more popular outstate and you've abandoned working class blue collar unions, white working class stiffs out in the outstate. They used to be blue, Dom. Well, they're not anymore. Now they're Trumpsters, according to Dan O'Donnell. And then Dan made a, Kind of a bold claim, Dom. First and foremost, he called any liberals too chicken to debate him on the radio.
Oh, God.
And, you know, he did call out one liberal by name. Well, not by name, but by reputation. And I'd like to do so as well. He said, well, there's only one liberal that consistently calls my show. And he said, it's that grumpy guy from Oconomowoc. And I'm like, Bill, his name is Bill. Give Bill credit where credit is due. Bill from Oconomowoc is probably the Bill he's referencing, the lefty that occasionally calls in and makes a thoughtful plea on behalf of reasonableness and thoughtfulness. Well, Dan caught me listening to him this morning, and he put out that challenge and effectively said, none of you liberals got the stones. And I felt like I have those stones. I am willing to have this public
debate. You took it as a personal challenge, Crudy.
I did, in fact. I did, Don. I felt challenged. I felt compelled to call the number. And as I was fortunately just pulling into the parking garage, I mean, the timing impeccable. You know, he made this challenge thinking, well, no one listens. You know, no lefty, no self-righteous libtard would possibly call up and take on the undefeatable Dan O'Donnell on Dan O'Donnell's show. And I thought I would take on that challenge. First and foremost, let's hear. And I would lay out a similar challenge. And I regret already. I see CJ's in the queue, and I already regret saying this. But here is the challenge. Let's hear Dan tell it. We'll lay out the ground rules, and then we'll play out the sound, because I played along, Don. I became the Don Quixote of lost causes on behalf of trying to explain and defend and clarify and perhaps even quote a source or two that, in fact, the maps may be rigged here in the state of Wisconsin. In fact, I think it's provable because I got it on pretty good source. They are. But anyways, Dan setting the ground rules, Tom, because, you know, we always like to play by the rules around here. Isn't that what we do? Aren't we known for, you know, always staying within the velvet ropes?
Sure, man.
Playing by the rules. So let's play the rules of the game, according to Dan O'Donnell, morning host on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Play it for them.
Not a single Democrat has tried to call in because they have been saying the exact same thing. The maps are rigged. It's a partisan gerrymander for 13 years now. 13 years. And I can't get a single Democrat to make that case to somebody who might be able to push back and to provide a counter argument. Call in. Say you want to debate Dan. You get a minute. Uninterrupted. You can say whatever you want. You can reveal yourself to be a buffoon and just scream obscenities in the microphone like a Howard Stern fan. But remember, I get a minute to refute you. And if you do that, I'll probably spend that minute just making fun of you. Then you get 30 seconds to rebut me. I get 30 more seconds for a sur rebuttal if I think you're actually making good points. I'll give you another minute if time allows. Not one Democrat wants to do that.
Well, I would
not one, Crudy. Come on, man. You gonna let him talk to you like that?
Well, I did feel personally challenged. Me and Bill from Oconomowoc, man, we had to stand up and represent. Now, I don't know if Bill heard his clarion call, but I certainly felt like I was being called to action today, Dom. Yeah. I feel like we're being called to action tomorrow and for the next 3 weeks or more, going on the road with you. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Wausau. We're going to be partying in Marathon County, fella. We got Katie Rosenberg. She's the mayor of Wausau. We got Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio. We got lots of fine guests. And then Friday, we're partying at Loopy's, the tiki bar on the river in Chippewa Falls. It's Oktoberfest up there. We'll be celebrating as only the devils can. Join us at Loopy's. Come back, more devils.
Our pets are like family. He Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
Join the Historic Point Boss for their campfire cooking workshop on Saturday, September 16th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Learn basic fire building and primitive cooking methods, campfire and open hearth cooking using cast iron, and cooking and baking on an 1850s kitchen range. Pre-registration is required. Cost is $15. Call 715-459-1722 to register. Boys and girls ages 4 to 10 years old are welcome to gear up and give hockey a try for free on Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Southwood County Rec Center. Pre-registration is required. Go to the Southwood County Youth Hockey Association Facebook page. Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join this fine program. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Dom, who's packing the family truckster?
I pack my own bag, Curdy. That's what the TSA tells me to do.
Always keep it within your views, because someone might try to put something in your bag, though.
Hey, Curdy, hey, you want to take this across the border for me real quick?
We're only crossing the border into Marathon County. I think you'll be okay. We're going to be in Wausau tomorrow. Again, we've got a big show planned. Kyle Kilborn is a 7th CD, a congressional candidate. We're going to meet him tomorrow. Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio, one of Civic Media's own. Katie Rosenberg, the mayor of the fine city of Wausau, will be there tomorrow.
Nice, the mayor.
The mayor. And then,
are we getting a key? Are we getting a key?
I haven't key requested. The fine key.
Key to the city, baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I haven't asked for a key to the city.
All right. Well, you know, I think they normally give it to you. I don't think it's something you ask for, like Trump's Nobel Peace Prize.
You'll be lucky if you get a key to the hotel tomorrow. And then Friday, as mentioned, we're going to be in Chippewa Falls. We're going to be partying and live broadcasting at the Loopies Bar and Grill, something like that. Tiki Bar. It's on the river. It's going to be a fun party place. And we're going to have Rebecca Cook. She's a 3rd congressional CD candidate. That's the one that Derek Van Orden currently holds down. And above and beyond that, we've got Pat Kreitlow. He's the host of Up North News. That's his neck of the woods. And we've got a couple of locals. Young guy Caden Berg from the, I believe it's the Chippewa County Democratic Party. And a Mr. Swanhurst, who is more of our contemporary, Dom. He will join us in the 5 o'clock hour on Friday. And we'll have a good time. Good time will be had by most. And you better tune in, because we're going to give you a reason to love different parts of the state of Wisconsin. And strategically, Dom, I assure you, there's a reason that Civic Media has radio stations in each and every one of the cities we will visit. And perhaps we'll lay that out for you, why they're important, like the 3rd CD and the 7th CD and Marathon County, the gateway to the north of Wisconsin. But back to our inferior, down the dial opponent, Dan O'Donnell. He's out there talking trash. You know, this guy's a lawyer, air quotes, by trade. I only air quote it in that his license is now lapsed for failure to do continuing education, my understanding. I was never a lawyer, so, you know, no subs lapsing in my credentialing.
Hell, I didn't do the real estate CE, so what are you going
to
do?
Well, I used to be a broker. I could perform real estate law through contracts. Dan O'Donnell, he put out the challenge, man, said there wasn't a liberal that could hold the torch to him. Well,
there are no rigged maps. It's just better candidates and better ideas. O'Donnell apparently claims to be a believer of the Robin Voss philosophy on the maps.
Well, let's play Trudy calling in, and he gave me 1 minute, and I was pretty close to a minute. Here I am. My answer. Play it, cut two.
We actually have somebody who wants to debate me on whether or not the maps are rigged. Let's go to Mike in Madison. Mike, I applaud you. Thank you so much for joining me. You have got 1 minute, sir. Go ahead.
Well, good morning to you, Dan. The maps are rigged because former Republican, twice elected majority leader, Dale Schultz told me so. Dale Schultz was done defending the rigged maps. This was done off campus. It was done in secret. It was done with strategic purpose. And taken in cumulative, it certainly rigged the maps to the most partisan advantage of any state perhaps in the country. Dan, you know that mathematically these maps are only arrived at through very specific software and very determined partisan objective. And we've got new maps cooked in with the least changed. Those former objectives are already baked into the cake. And my source is Dale Schultz, Dan.
That was no more than a minute or two. He gave me a minute.
No, man, you were good. No, you were under a minute. By the time you started, it was 08. That was 05. Man, you were under a minute. Well done, sir.
Okay, so Dan took a minute for his response. I guess we got to play that as well, to be fair. Cut three.
Now I get a minute. I'm going to start by asking you, is Dale Schultz a judge? Just yes or no answer.
No, he's not.
Has Dale Schultz ever sat on any court of last resort, i.e. Wisconsin Supreme Court or State Supreme Court?
No, he's not.
So what you're relying on for your central argument is the opinion of one member of a state assembly, when in fact the United States Supreme Court, when directly asked whether or not the Wisconsin maps were gerrymandered, repeatedly declined to do so. In fact, the Wisconsin maps did not rise to the level of a partisan gerrymander that the Supreme Court would get involved in. In fact, just recently, a year ago, the court again declined and actually found something very interesting. Do you know what maps were considered a partisan racial gerrymander? The very maps that Governor Evers put forth.
Well, that's what Dan says. I was given another 30 seconds. I think there's time for this. Let's play Crudy. I think I kept it close to 30. Cut four.
Now, sir, you get 30 seconds to rebut that. Go ahead.
Dan, I would say specifically the maps, the congressional maps used in the state of Wisconsin, are unconstitutional in their hubris, in their haste. The Republicans actually used inaccurate maps, tiger maps, the underlying maps to establish communities were inaccurate. How do I know it? The GAB laid it out. They had to make corrective actions to the unconstitutional gerrymander of the congressional maps in Wisconsin, Dan.
And that was also 28 seconds. So one more. We got time for one more. No, not time for one. If I hadn't talked so much, given so much of our valuable time to, what are we calling Dan O'Donnell? Right-wing commentator, pundit of least truthiness. Because Dan's a smart guy. And here's the problem. He uses that brain power for malfeasance.
Is Dan a judge? No, no, he's not.
Judge for yourself. Greatest show ever. Devil's Advocates.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The research testing program, All of Us, is holding a special session tomorrow at the Marshfield Clinic from 8 to 5.
This program is about advancing the whole philosophy of precision medicine, meaning that we want to move away from a one-size-fits-all treatment strategy to one where we begin to treat individuals.
That's Scott Hebring, a research scientist at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. He said the information gathered during the program is anonymous and will revolutionize the way medicine can help each individual person.
We at Marshfield Clinic, as well as a few other organizations, have really focused on ensuring that Wisconsin is well represented within this national program.
The research project will continue beyond tomorrow. To find out how to participate, visit marshfield.joinallofus.org to find out how. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
My wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septics. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 44 tonight under mainly clear skies, easterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 73. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 52. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
A little mini debate with Dan O'Donnell. Because about that point, I got cut off. Dan decided he was not going to extend another minute of debate yours truly, because apparently, I'm not saying I was winning, but at least I was making some salient points. I was giving the audience on Righty Whitey Talk Radio something to think about. Like, well, maybe our side doesn't believe in this either. You know, those of conscience, like twice elected Senate Majority Leader Dale Schultz. And I talked to Dale today. We'll talk about that in a moment. But anyways, here's how Dan kind of wrapped up Crudy's second take. If you played for the people, Dan complimenting my ability to hit the post.
Dude, you are, have you ever done radio before, Mike? I'm being dead serious about this. You are, in radio, we call this hitting the post, where you finish at exactly the right time. That's 28 seconds. Well done. Very well done. Here's the problem, though. The congressional maps are not at issue. It's the state legislative maps, which have been, as I said, repeatedly upheld to be perfectly within the realm of political redistricting.
Now,
a political gerrymandering is what he means.
My point is, in that they're unconstitutional and they're predicated on a prior unconstitutional reading of the maps, and that wasn't Crudy's interpretation, in congressional districts, those are federal districts, right? In every congressional district.
Congressional maps. And he keeps bringing it back to the legislative maps, which is fine, but he doesn't argue the fact that those congressional maps are unconstitutional.
Buddy, you can't argue with me. I brought the receipts. I did the open record searches. I'm the one that researched this topic. I took almost 14 months to get this evidence from the GAB, Dom. So I know of what I speak. And the only reason we didn't make a bigger deal out of this, because all of the constitutional maps in the state of Wisconsin are unconstitutional by definition. Why?
Why?
Because the Republicans, in their haste and their hubris, Dom, used incorrect community maps. They literally put people in the wrong communities. And when you talk about congressional maps, there is supposed to be exact proportionality. Your tolerance for variance on a congressional map, talking about population variance, 0, 1, 1 voter. You are supposed to have exact representation in the congressional maps. When you, let's just say, use the wrong tiger maps, that's the name of the topographical maps that they utilize to actually set these district boundaries. And let's just say you didn't have them update the maps before you drew the new maps. That is the quandary that Wisconsin Republicans found themselves in after the last redistricting. And this information was in plain sight. This information was contained in a report by the Government Accountability Board because they had to ham-handedly clean up the mess. They had to try to create proportionality of these districts after the fact, when some communities were put in the wrong district based on inaccurate maps. But the Republicans, they were just fine with that. So to say, no, the congressional maps are not a question. Now, we've gone through another machination of these congressional maps, Dan. I'll agree with you there. And they're less partisan gerrymandered than the legislative maps. But if there's no partisan gerrymander, if it's not rigged, why is Robin Voss so desperately trying to cling to these maps? I mean, seriously.
Why go through the process in the first place? Why bring in an outside law firm, right, and do it off campus, off site? Why have state legislators sign what, confidentiality agreements? You know what I mean? What? Are you kidding me? What, you can't tell your constituents what went down? Why have them do it one at a time to only show that one legislator their map, and that's all you get to see? Why do all those things? If this was totally fine on the up and up and not gerrymandered at all to the nth degree, Dan O'Donnell, why go through the rigmarole? Because, of course, that's why they did it, so they could get the advantage, man. It's really simple.
Dan, if you'd like equal time, 844-967-2789. Or any other conservative, perhaps accepting CJ, because he's already shown he can't play by the rules, can't hit the post, can't stay on topic, can't not be a troll, but any other conservative that would like to defend these maps, would like to give us reasoned thoughts as to why we should consider your point of view, 844-967-2789. That includes you, Dan O'Donnell. I would make time on the greatest radio show ever for your meager contribution if you want to call us. You, Dan, the rest of you, it's a big deal. Dan, less so. Small deal. And I did call Dale Schultz today because I believe in making sure in the accuracy of my sourcing. So I called Dale and I paraphrased the conversation.
Is Dale a judge?
He is.
Does he sit on a Supreme Court?
No.
He's a legislator then.
Well, he's not an assembly member like Dan O'Donnell said. He was a senator. And in fact, as I try to say, and I got to tell you, I'm not saying we do everything right here at Civic Media, but the quality of our podcast relative to the podcast
right.
at the Heartless Radio, I mean, that's some crap sound coming down their podcast. That's hard to listen to. I got to tell you, I sounded way sexier on the radio this morning. But anyways, I wanted to make sure in the accuracy of what I represented. I called Dale and I spoke with Dale today at length. And in fact, made a date with Dale to watch the Packer game together on September 28th in Richland Center. When you and I go to town and we party, first a little politics and then the Packers, because we're playing the Lions that night. And it will play out on WRCO in Richland Center. And we'll broadcast on WRCE Richland Center. And then we'll, you know, watch the Packers with Dale Schultz. And he said, I can knock it off my bucket list. That night, I have partied with both Dom and Crute, the Devil's Advocates. He's looking forward to it, Dom. And
oh, no, it'll be fun.
I can give you all assurances. Dale had every assurance that what I said reflects his feelings. And in fact, Dale went out with Tim Cullen, who was also an elected majority leader, although he was a Democratic senator. Those two guys went out and did fair maps together. Those two guys were out there advocating on this issue for a matter of years. I mean, I saw Dale Schultz and Tim Cullen at the Wisconsin State Capitol, you know, back when I was doing the research, Tom, and we were getting ready to drop this big story about the unconstitutional maps, and they dropped the Whitford redistricting lawsuit. And we backed up and we said, okay, we've got this little story and you've got a lot of lawyers here. Nick Stephanopoulos from the big law firm in Chicago. Others were there. I mean, dude, you want to debate me, Dan O'Donnell? My memory is awesome. And you're on the wrong side of history almost every single day. I'll take your action. 844-967-2789. Or if you think you could be a Dan O'Donnell surrogate, please give it your best shot. I'll give you a minute, and then I get a minute.
Oh, come on, man.
And then maybe 30 more seconds. Say,
if you're making sense, if we're having fun, I'll give you more than a minute. And if you're being a D-bag, then we're hanging up on you. But I do want to get this one out there, Crudy, for consideration. Chris Ford, a Milwaukee physician and former chair of the People's Maps Commission, a group appointed by Governor Evers to draw the new electoral maps following the 2020 census. He has an opinion piece at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I'd like to share it with you.
I actually learned something from this op-ed piece today. I learned why, and again, I told you I was a little crestfallen, this Iowa offer, this nonpartisan redistricting offer, according to Robin Voss. I was hoping, I was optimistic, glass half full. And then here's part of the reason I'm crestfallen. Lay it on the people, Dom.
As Chris Ford writes, entitled Robin Voss's Change of Heart doesn't mean he champions fair election maps for Wisconsin. What works for Iowa doesn't necessarily work for Wisconsin. And here's what he says. I had the privilege of serving as the chairman of the People's Maps Commission, a nonpartisan body tasked by Evers, a Democrat, with creating fair electoral maps for Wisconsin. Our mission was clear: to ensure that the voices of Wisconsinites were heard and that the process of redistricting was devoid of partisan manipulation. It was a task we took seriously, gathering input from thousands of citizens who care deeply about their communities and their right to fair representation. We weren't alone in our endeavor. We delved into the intricacies of redistricting, studying models from across the nation. We examined the Iowa model, often hailed as the paragon of nonpartisan redistricting. This model, with its emphasis on anti-partisan gerrymandering and collaboration between a commission and the legislature, appeared promising. But we also recognized a crucial fact. What works for Iowa doesn't necessarily work for Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a diverse state, a tapestry of communities with unique interests and needs. Unlike Iowa, Wisconsin's demographic makeup is far from homogeneous. We cherish our cultural communities of interest, and we must ensure that our electoral maps reflect this diversity. The Iowa model, designed for a racially homogeneous state, lacks provisions to safeguard these communities. Ed Cook, a legal counsel for the Iowa Legislative Services Agency, an agency paramount to the Iowa model, has mentioned limitations of this model outside of Iowa for this reason. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a Republican, on Tuesday proposed adopting the Iowa-style nonpartisan redistricting for Wisconsin. This abrupt about-face is perplexing,
given
his past dismissals of our commission's work. It's as though he's suddenly seen the light. But let's be clear. What Wisconsin needs are fair, nonpartisan maps, not ill-fitting models. More likely, Voss is pushing a model that doesn't fit Wisconsin because he knows it can be contorted to fit his partisan goals. After all, Crudy, his extremely gerrymandered legislature will be able to throw out whatever maps it creates.
Dominic, our current maps are a stain on democracy, earning an F in partisan fairness from the nonpartisan Princeton Gerrymandering Project, to trade one form of gerrymandering for another simply because it's wrapped in an Iowa-style package is a disservice to our citizens. It smacks of political opportunism rather than sensible redistricting of Wisconsin. I mentioned I'm a little crestfallen, right, Tom? Fairness should be our guiding principle. The residents of our great state deserve a system that truly represents their voices and communities, not one that perpetuates the same old political games. Representative Voss, it's time to put aside partisan motivations and join the chorus for fair redistricting. Wisconsin deserves nothing less. And as mentioned, Chris Ford is a Milwaukee physician and the former chair of the People's Map Commission. So he should be insightful on this topic, Dom. And I didn't know. I mean, I've heard lots of good things about the Iowa model, but I was pretty much flat and white.
Right.
It's flat and white, and it's not as complex. I mean, Wisconsin has some complex demographics. I actually use demographic maps and work backwards to help select target areas for radio stations. You know, there's some strange demographics in the state of Wisconsin. You know, in Brown County, there's a Latino population approaching 20%. That's Green Bay. You know, in Sawyer County, Hayward area, there's an indigenous population of almost 19% in Sawyer County. Do you know in Milwaukee, and obviously there is no metropolitan in Iowa that matches the demographic makeup of Milwaukee. I mean, it's a majority minority city. There's nothing like that in Iowa. Now, there is some diversity. I've been to Iowa. I've been to Iowa quite a bit. Tom and I have taken many road trips. And you got to stay at like 60. You can't go too fast in Iowa because they can see it coming from like 28 miles away because it's flat and it's white. But there is some human diversity, but they're not put together in voting blocks in a way that could be impactful, that need to be represented in specific regions or districts. We have a different geography, certainly in the state of Wisconsin. Think the back of Russ Feingold's hand. Come back with us. We'll talk more. You can always join us. Debate, if you will, at 844-967-2789.
Wine and
it's time to lock in your tee time at University Ridge Golf Course, proud host site of the American Family Insurance Championship and home to the Wisconsin Badger golf teams. University Ridge is a public course that's yours to play without a costly membership. Visit universityridge.com and reserve your 18-hole tee time up to 90 days in advance. Don't have time for 18 holes? Try our 9-hole putting green or hit balls on our grass tee practice range. Play where the Badgers and the pros play. University Ridge.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does
it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Politics.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls, your thoughts, always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Is that Highway to Hell? He said he's playing road tripping songs for us because we're going on the road, Dom, but I don't know. Highway to Hell? The road to hell is paved with good intentions?
AC/DC, one of the greatest rock bands of all time.
Dominic, in our absence, well, I'll be back. And I'm doing Willie Street this Saturday. So if you want to meet me, come to the Willie Street Festival. Civic Media and WMDX 92.7 FM. We're going to man a booth. Lots of the personalities are going to be out there on Saturday. At least I'm going to be there on Saturday. And then on Sunday, Dom, the Capital Times Idea Fest is starting. We are partnering in this year, so I'd like to give you a little of the details. Join Civic Media at the 7th Annual Capital Times Idea Fest, a week-long event on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus, running 6 weeks starting Sunday to September 17th through Saturday the 23rd. A diverse array of speakers cover topics such as policing, climate change, artificial intelligence, battling food insecurity with technological innovation, and so much more. This year's Idea Fest keynotes include Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Bernie's coming to town on the 22nd. Also, journalist Judy Woodruff, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, and former U.S. Representative Adam Kinzinger. Learn more and get your tickets at the CapTimesIdeaFest.com. They always get some big headliners worth a couple of shillings, shekels, rubles, ruples. What's Ron Johnson spend these days? Ruples?
OPMs.
It's probably moved on to Bitcoin. 844-967-2789. Dom, there is one other editorial. And this one sort of has a nonchalant headline. Protasewicz had First Amendment right to call the maps rigged.
Oh, I concur.
Cap Times editorial. Sort of a nonchalant headline. But I kind of like the body of the work. Yeah. And I'd like to share it with you. I'm going to do so now. Robin Voss is not a lawyer. He's a politician. And like Donald Trump, the leader of his Republican Party, he is obsessed with mangling election rules to secure power. Like Trump, Voss has adopted a win-by-any-means-necessary approach to this pursuit. But just as Trump has been tripped up by the courts, so the powerful Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly will be tripped up by the judiciary and the U.S. Constitution. Voss is conniving to save his speakership by impeaching the Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who might cast the deciding vote to upend the radically gerrymandered maps that give Republicans control of the State Assembly and the Senate. How do we know that? Because Del Schultz told us so. In recent weeks, Voss has openly threatened to launch a formal impeachment process targeting newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasewicz because she acknowledged during her spring election campaign, which she won by a landslide margin of over 200,000 votes, that she shared the broadly held view that Wisconsin's electoral maps are rigged. Protasiewicz was not discussing a case that was before the court. She was simply offering her perspective, which was in the mainstream of popular discourse, and which, as it turned out, had great appeal to the voters of Wisconsin. Dom, the electorate wanted a justice who was honest and forthright, and with her discussion of the rigged maps and other issues, Protasiewicz met that standard.
But Crudy, Voss, and his lieutenants suggest that her statements represent a corruption of standards that should disqualify her from hearing and deciding cases regarding the maps. The Wisconsin Judicial Commission has rejected the suggestion that Protasiewicz did anything wrong, and at least one Republican legislator, Jefferson's Scott Johnson, said he will oppose any effort to impeach the justice. I was one of the 1.8 million plus voters who cast a ballot in the Supreme Court race. The end result was Janet Protasiewicz winning the race. The people spoke, Johnson said. Johnson went on to explain, the people of Wisconsin have historically shown that they do not support uprooting a duly elected official on the sheer basis of political disagreement. And he adds, our court has shifted in a new direction, which is the consequence of an election. Johnson's assessment is the right one, and Voss and his lieutenants should accept it, not merely out of respect for the voters and for the election process, but for the federal constitution. The First Amendment to that document provides the ultimate smackdown to Voss's scheming with its sweeping rejection of policies and actions abridging freedom of speech. That guarantee of the right to express opinions has to apply to judicial candidates and to members of the judiciary, including Protasiewicz. Impeaching her for something she said during the 2023 campaign would deny her an essential right as a U.S. citizen, just as it would deny Wisconsinites their right to elect the jurist of their choice. Who says? Well, Justice Anton Scalia, the late conservative legal scholar who became the intellectual anchor of the court's conservative wing after his appointment by Reagan in 86. In the 2002 case of the Republican Party of Minnesota versus White, the nation's high court weighed the question of whether states could punish judicial candidates for announcing their views on disputed legal or political issues. A conservative contender for the Minnesota State Supreme Court argued that the so-called announcement clause violated his free speech rights under the First Amendment. Writing for the Supreme Court majority, Scalia concluded that the candidate was right and that disciplining a judicial contender for stating his or her views was an absolute affront to the U.S. Constitution. Quote, the notion that the special context of electioneering justifies an abridgment of the right to speak out on disputed issues sets our First Amendment jurisprudence on its head, argued Scalia in an opinion that cited longstanding and extensive precedents, and which established that debate on the qualifications of candidates is at the core of our electoral process and of the First Amendment freedoms. Quoting from the court's ruling in its landmark Would Be Georgia decision from 1962, Scalia pointed to a precedent that says, quote, the role that elected officials play in our society makes it all the more imperative that they be allowed to freely express themselves on matters. And he concluded, we have never allowed the government to prohibit candidates from communicating relevant information to voters during an election. Robin Voss may want to assert his power, citing his convoluted interpretation of what is allowed under the Wisconsin Constitution. But the speaker's position, which is motivated entirely by personal and political self-service rather than any constitutional legal standard, is radically at odds with the interpretation of the U.S. Constitution that Scalia laid down more than 20 years ago and that has clearly and logically stood the test of time. If Robin Voss pursues his impeachment fantasy with the goal of punishing Protasiewicz for stating her very mainstream and very sensible view as a candidate, he will run up against basic premises of the American experiment that are outlined in the U.S. Constitution and also against the understanding of that document as framed by Justice Anton Scalia when he argued on behalf of the U.S. Supreme Court that prohibiting candidates for judicial election from announcing their views on disputed legal and political issues violates the First Amendment. Cap Times editorial laying down the smackdown.
Well, they're not saying she doesn't have the right to say it, but if she doesn't recuse, then she's impeached. Off with her head. Come back. Hour two of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, The Great Debate. I got a better one for you, Dom. Should Well, let's just hold. Let's think about it. Let's simmer on it.
All right. All right. Tease a little bit. Big debate coming up.
But it's sexy. It's very sexy.
This is Chad Spade.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United
WFHR,
States.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.